The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
So much of the president announced that yesterday, you know? Just tell me, Owens and Miners ain't there. And any place, there's place you can't always get what you want, right? And I said, man, we never hear the end of it because they always cut out. One of the great songs of all time. Get your Friday started with the Stones, baby. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. What a great song. As I went on my bike ride yesterday, I put this song on after watching the president in Pennsylvania. And so I wanted to start the show with it, man. And I remember back in Jacksonville, Florida, I was a senior in college and I was working at a station called WPDQ. And it was like a rock and roll station, AM rock, you know, pop music, you know, top 40. That's what they used to call it back then. And I would put that song on, man. It just had just come out pretty much. And I would put it on the big speakers in the studio and I'd put it on the speakers in the production room. They had a production room, you know, and then I would put it like in any speaker and then another FM studio and it would just blare. What are the great songs? Cause I'm watching the president doing a great job speaking and showing up, and this is in Allentown, Pennsylvania yesterday, and I said, wow, man, and they started playing the song like it was a campaign rally, and then I said, well, no one really listens to that, so it's a great song, you know, so I wanted to start the show with it this morning. Get your weekend off on the most positive way. You got this. We got this. Don't listen to the news, man, because when I sit there and I watch the news and I say, all right, now, you know, and you've got to start tracking the news early in the day, and I peripherally listen to it. And then I go, okay, now it's getting to be 4 o'clock, you know, and I say, okay, what's going on? I check Neil, you know, on Fox, and I say, then I start hitting the other networks. I check the local news. I want to see everything. I go online and see all this stuff. If you stayed and watched the news, you would be in the worst mood and you would just be miserable and scared about everything. There's never, never, never anything like, look what we got. Here's what we're doing. Look at this monumental, this build up, this assault against this virus that we have joined together and worked together. No, it's all about the negativity. It's all about going up against the press. You can't watch the news. And they wonder why their numbers on mainstream media have dropped dramatically. You know, when I was a kid, and we used to watch with the Flintstones. No, we used to watch Walter Cronkite. He must have had 20 million, 30 million, maybe more viewers a night. I don't know that for a fact. That's what I'm saying. I remember that. Now everything dropped back because there's so many different avenues that you could watch, of distribution that you could watch. But now it's all negative. Please, that's why on this show, we got a great show for you this morning, and we're going to get into it this morning. We're going to talk about everything. It's Friday. I know we're going to have some fun, but we like to stay positive. And I want to thank you because no one says to you, thank you. If you've lost a loved one, thank you. You know, they're forgetting about all those people. You lost a loved one. We're going on and on. Everybody just got to stop and we got to just join together as a nation, for goodness sake, in the name of God Almighty. I don't agree with what Governor Cuomo has said or Governor Murphy has said a lot of the ways, or Governor Whitmer in Michigan, you know, being so harsh like that. But now is not the time to criticize. I'm sorry. It's not the time to criticize. We got to join together. And the common enemy are the communists. Just like, look at me. Talk about when I was a kid. That was the common enemy when I was a kid. We used to have duck and cover. That's how old I am. You get under your desk. Hey, that would have helped for that nuclear blast, huh? We used to have to go to Brookdale Elementary School, where Judge Napolitano and I went. We would go. They would say, a siren would go off, and you would have these drills. These like air raid drill, and it was for a nuclear bomb. How about think about that? And if you're younger and you're listening to your parents or with your grandparents, this is what we went through. No wonder we're so messed up. The baby boomers, you know, It's like, listen to this. They go, okay, well, there might be a nuclear bomb coming from Russia. Listen to me. This is what they told you at school. And we're going to do a drill in case there's a nuclear attack. And you're a kid going, oh, okay, all right, well, that's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Talk about kids being resilient. And then we would go down to the basement where we'd have lunch, then the basement of Brookdale Elementary School in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And then we would walk to the back of the basement, like in a little like storage area. And then we would all huddle and duck under whatever desks were there, duck there, like that was going to protect us from a nuclear blast in New York City. And then people were always scared. It was all about that, man. Remember the bomb shelters? People would build bomb shelters. Now, who knew? Who knew? It's a virus now, right? Oh, my Lord. But we'll get through it. You know, we got through that. We'll get through this. But don't we have to join together on it. And you can't. And it's the communists. Then, it was the communists then. It's the communists now. And there's no, you just can't talk with the communists. They believe they know, have the best way of life. And they want you just to be a minion like the poor Chinese people in China. Nah. Nah. We're gonna get through this. We're going to be stronger than ever. Just everybody's got to stop the hate, stop criticizing. Give me about 2 minutes, I'll be criticizing. But I won't be hating, but I'll be criticizing. KT McFarland on the show. How great is KT McFarland? Former Donald Trump Deputy National Security Advisor with General Flynn. And we're going to see exactly what's happening. By the way, she's authored this great book called A Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT is just, you know, she's just a good person and one of the smartest gals that I've ever talked to. So she's kind enough to join us. We'll talk exactly what happened, what was wrong with the General Flynn situation, because you can unmask. I believe you can unmask. It's okay. You can do that. And then but can they listen? Is it legal? Judge Napolitano will be with us on Monday, but KT will probably know. Is it legal to eavesdrop on someone in an incoming administration? Was it right? No. Was it right? I don't know what President Obama was afraid of, but that's what they did. But the federal crime was leaking it to the Washington Post, leaking it to the New York Times. You've heard the president say, we want President Obama to testify. I don't think you'll get there, but you will get the person. Trust me on this. You will find the person who leaked General Flynn's unmasking to the Washington Post and the New York Times. Dramatically, how great would it be if it was Joe Biden? Just for news wise. I mean, come on, Joe Biden. But who was it? It could have been anybody. Clapper, it could have been anybody. And we'll talk to KT about that. You know what? She understands that better than anybody. Steve Mosher has this great book called Bully of Asia, and he's one of America's leading China experts. And we're going to see about where we go from here. How do we deal with this? You know, because what about reparations? You know, I don't want to just let this go because I know us. I know us. We'll go right from this right to the next thing by the fall. You know, oh, there'll be another bump with the virus, and then we'll deal with that. And we're going to go. We're going to win, and we're going to get right through this. And this will be a distant memory. Remember the quarantine days? Remember that? And then you'll remember me saying, remember the quarantine days, and we'll get through it. But you can't let China off the hook. Not now. I'm sorry. And objectively, not with hate. Then look at this. Also, John Solomon. How about this? Award-winning investigative journalist and founder of Just the News. You got to Google Just the News. It's a great, great news go-to from John Solomon. And we're going to talk about Richard Burr stepping aside as chairman of Intelligence Committee. That was interesting, huh? Yeah, as soon as the pandemic came down, he bought some stock. Okay. All right. Now I just happen to buy stock. And then Dianne Feinstein, they're talking about Richard Burr. What about Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein? Oh, it was my husband. Yeah, there's a real, this is the most independent woman, and she's going to blame it on her husband. Let him go to jail. Let him go to jail. I'll stay in the Senate. Jeffrey Lyons, our man, is going to be with us, the world's greatest film critic. We're going to see him. We talk about Jerry Stiller and the great Jerry Stiller. I'd love to hear Jeffrey's stories about that, you know. And Anthony Citrissis is a chief and co-owner of La Strada on Staten Island. You know, that is courtesy of Empire State Bank. Mike Gallagher with us, Sammy Vassallo. We're going to talk to Sammy about your money, what happened. This is my fear. This is my fear, and this is the one thing that we do have to worry about. When the bank is really nice now, And I talked to my bank, and they said, oh, no, we're postponing where you have to pay everything. And then utilities, the same, and your life insurance, and everything else, all your other bills that you got to pay. Oh, we're postponing. What happens in July when we're back, right? And it's 3 months or whatever and more, And then the bank goes, okay, pay up. You got to pay in full. If you don't, we're going to kill your credit. What happens then? How does Washington work with it? How do we work with it? So, and then what we're doing, and Sammy will tell you, you pay as much as you can, or you pay it all now, but no one has income now. You know, no one has income. A lot of us had our income cut, you know, but some people have no income at all. And how are they supposed to pay? Sammy has the answers for you. Coach Jeff Munkin, how about that? Head coach at Army, at the United States Military Academy. Is this great? Because we're carrying the game. The coach, kind enough, we are very privileged to have Coach Munkin with us. This is a great guy. And it's Armed Forces Day coming up. And you know what? We're going to talk to a great, great coach and a great American on the show, and Coach Munkin. And Michael Goodwin. How about that for a show, please? How about that for a show? Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. So we'll be there. Hey, you know, I got to tell you, too, before we break with the guys, is this guy Bright? This guy, Richard Bright, and he's a listen to his title. Listen to what his title was. Former, he was vaccine director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Society. He was the director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Society. Well, he was like the vaccine guy. What kind of title is that? Did you watch this guy yesterday? And they can't figure out how are we going to get paid. All the things I just told you about that we worry about, they can't come up with that in Washington. They talk about this. Oh, well, the Donald Trump administration did this. Not talking about what about them preoccupied with impeachment. And again, listen to me. It's another hearing, and it's another guy that you could see right through is completely full of it. Not for a second do I believe this guy Bright. Yes, sir. You could just say his demeanor is phony. The look in his eye is phony. The whole thing is phony. It's a setup. It's a political setup. But yeah, he came out as the whistleblower about the vaccine to scare us. And they're all trying to scare us. And I'm done with these people. Yet the Democrats want this people, and they wanted him to appear before the House, right? And they wanted Dr. Fauci before the House, but then the president didn't allow that and said, okay, in front of the Senate, because the House is a joke anymore after what Adam Schiff put us through, and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi with the impeachment and the Ukraine fiasco. And there was nothing there. Why can't we just join together? Why can't they come up with an initiative? An initiative. Here's what we think we should do. I don't want to hear from some guy that's looking for his own glory, this guy Bright. What a creepy, excuse me, and I don't like to call the guy's name. It was creepy watching this dude, man. I mean, he was a creepy dude. And he was just like, whoa, the way he talked very quietly, like really quietly, all measured. Forget about after the Mueller probe, we're supposed to believe this stuff? Get him out of there. Joint, come up with a vaccine. Come up with an answer. Goodness gracious, it is time that we did that. So please don't believe what you see there. Hey, you know, I had the craziest dream last night. 6:17 with Joe before I go to the guys. I dreamt it was 1998. Is that wild? and Frankie, good morning. I got to talk to you guys. And Al, good morning. Great to have you guys
good morning,
with us.
Good morning, Joe.
And Debbie's with us too.
Happy Friday.
Why would I dream 1998? Is that the wildest thing?
I don't know.
I'm in a dream and I'm at Lorenzo's. Listen to me. I swear to God, this is my dream. And I'm in Staten Island. And Lorenzo's wasn't even there in 1998. I don't even think the Hilton was there in 1998, right? So now I got to go on stage. I'm somewhere and someone says, Joe, you're going to appear at Lorenzo's. I go, sure. And they make a deal and I go on stage and I'm in the dressing room and it was so vivid. You know, one of those vivid dreams, but I don't know why. And then I remember, why am I in 1998? You know, you ask yourself, and you know who shows up? David Brenner.
Oh, cool.
And I said, David Brenner in your dreams. I just still don't know what it was about. You know, I can't stand it. And so I woke up and it was David Brenner and we just had played Lorenzo's and it was great and everybody had a great show. And then I woke up and now I'm thinking to myself, now what the heck did that mean? Am I right or wrong? You know? Oh, I know what it was, Frank. Listen, I said to myself, it's 1998. Listen to me. What would I change right now? What would I change right now until I went to 2020? You know, I said to myself that. Mm. And then I started this thing. I thought about it for a second. I go, well, not much. You know, I got three beautiful children. You know, I'm alive and well. And I remember saying not much. But yeah, I thought, what would I change back then, right? Is that the craziest thing? Hey, Joe on the radio. Just the only nutty me in the middle, you know, in the middle. And then I woke up and I'm just trying to, why would it be 1998?
How was David Brenner doing?
He was, you know. Back then, he was great. friendly as ever. You know, we were buddies, you know.
I know. You were pretty broken up when he passed away.
He was just a nice man. I remember being in the clubs in, 1898. And I remember when I was back there waiting to go on. And David Brenner was always so supportive of the comics there. Always so supportive. So we miss Brenner for sure. Mr. Brenner for sure. Hey, it's 20 after 6 o'clock. Debbie's like, good morning, Debbie Duhame. How you doing on this Friday?
I'm good. It's funny. Like, sometimes you look at a dream and you're like, why did I dream that, right? It's so funny. Like,
and I can't say, if I don't remember as soon as I wake up and make myself remember, I'll forget about it for the rest of the day. So, but I do remember distinctly saying, all right, Joe, you're in 1998. What would you do? You know, I would just say, watch out for those guys, like in world affairs, watch out for these guys. You would put out those red flags. But personally, in your own life, what would you do? What would you change, Debbie Duhame, in your life if you went back that far, huh?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You start thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't let that one get away, one of those guys, you know? One of the good ones.
You're
let him get away.
Funny. maybe.
Life is good. I can't complain either.
That was my attitude. That was the answer in the dream. Hey, look, that's all right. I'm not going to argue. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on the radio. LDB. Deb, how we doing out there this morning? Deb's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to our essential workers out here on the roads getting to and from work. Thank you for your dedication. Let's go out to the Deegan. Deegan northbound, right past that merge with the Bruckner and the RFK Bridge. It's an accident right there waiting for you. Also, if you're going to be taking a spin over to the Hutch, everything reopened by the Hutchinson River Bridge. The bridge is back in the proper position. We're seeing a lot of volume right now as you head to the southbound side of the Harlem River Drive, getting down through the 140s and into the 130s. Major delays on the Northern State Parkway this morning. Northern State Parkway westbound into the Meadowbrook. Three lanes blocked with construction. That's causing quite a delay there. And 202 at Spring Street in Morristown. It's a gas main leak. So do prepare for some delays heading through that stretch as well. Sunny today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie Duhame. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, telling you about balance of nature. I love balance of nature. Well, I love telling you things that will work well for you. And I believe balance of nature is so natural that it will work well for you because it builds up your immune system. That's all it does. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Now, vitamins, I was a vitamin guy for all those years, up till, only a couple years ago. I got to take my vitamin, and then I'd have a whole handful of vitamins. Oh, yeah, I was like Mr. Vitamin Guy. You know what? It's all synthetics. You eliminate most of them and you don't even use most of it, right? And it always has that funky kind of smell the vitamin does. Balance of Nature is a natural food. It's a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. And that's all it is, with tens of thousands of vital nutrients that you need every day to what? To build up your immune system. You got to build up your immune system. And not just with the virus around, but for colds, for allergies, and the allergies is, I walk around with Otis all the time. My buddy, I love my dog, but I could feel, the pollen and everything. I could just, it gets to my nose, gets to my eyes. And I could feel that. Balance of Nature offsets all of that. So if you want to build up your immune system, I suggest that you try Balance of Nature. I'm not making a clinical claim here. I just know what works for me and Al and Frank and Debbie. And now you have free shipping. Free shipping for Balance of Nature. Come on. And 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Remember, please, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Here's the number, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. It's the Friday Funnies and the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Come to Canada and be somewhere that you weren't before. Like, it's a maple syrup country. They make maple syrup here 24 hours a day. It's a good maple syrup country. You want a big vat of maple syrup? No, yeah, do you have any place I can sit down? Just on these vats of maple syrup. Like, years ago, Canadians were walking through the forest and they saw a tree with disgusting brown goo dripping out of it. And they said, there's disgusting brown goo dripping out of that tree. Let's eat it.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Gilbert! That's Gilly. Always hysterical. Good morning, Joe, on the radio. 626 on AM 970, The Answer. And you're always welcome to join us at 877-970-2999. A lot going on. Frankie, all good with you? All set for the
all
weekend?
All is great. Absolutely.
Or your one day off that you have, I guess.
That's right. Well, then there's a lot to be said for that one day off. You really appreciate being able to go back to sleep without any guilt on that one day, you know? Because immediately, I don't know if you feel this way, but immediately on Saturday, when I wake up without an alarm, especially if the sun is up, I immediately, my first reaction is to start panicking. And then within about 3 seconds, you're just enveloped with this feeling of relief and satisfaction. It's euphoric. Yeah, I love it.
It's so funny. I'm on Facebook, and I apologize if you're on Facebook and I don't get to you quick enough. If you're on my page, I will answer that. I will answer a comment there, and we keep it always nice and positive. But sometimes I go to messages on Facebook, right? But you got to go to messages, and then you got to take. And I'm answering messages now that are literally 2 years old.
Wow!
It's like you sent me a message one day on Facebook not too long ago, I was shocked. I thought your account was hacked. Because never responded.
I've done that too.
I'm shocked he's still my friend on Facebook.
Not 2 years, but I think that's good that you do that, because by that point people have given up any hope of getting a response.
Right.
And if they get a response 2 years later, they're so happy to hear from you.
Right.
That they're going to be
their anger that they had originally. Is
Hey Joe, they go a year later. Really? I go, look, I never get here. So now, and I'm going through all these things, and Lana from Chicago. And I went, of course, I answered that back immediately.
You've answered that back.
But I'm gonna
have so you have a special filter on Facebook for people like Lana. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Listen, so then I get a note and I look, and it's Frank Stallone.
Cool.
And Frank's a good, he's a good guy. We had some fun back in the day. I remember back in
quite
Los
a talent
Angeles.
As well, actually.
Yes.
You know, he really is. And he's a good guy. And we used to hang out. I remember going to his East End apartment in Westwood, and we used to hang out. And so I said, Frank, he goes, how you doing? He goes, you're on the radio. I go, yeah, man. I said, I really am. I'm getting up when we used to come in, buddy. Cause he used to stay out, back in the day. Right. And so I thought maybe we put Frank on the show.
Joe's not telling us. This message was from 5 years ago, and he's he's just responding to Frank now.
He's probably thrilled to get that message.
No, no. I just happened to catch it.
Ah,
and I apologize if you know, it's 2 years, 3 years. I go, wow, it's 2018. I look at the date and I go, I haven't gotten back. Because I have literally 1,000 of them or how many. I can't. And I just don't, but I like to do everything personally, like I do on Twitter, I apologize, but I will get there. I'll stay hanging there.
Sorry. I don't get, there's a whole thing on Messenger.
People are nice enough to write you a note. I'm going to write back.
Because there's a whole thing on Messenger called Messenger Requests, and unless you physically go in and click onto it, you don't see them. So I've seen messages from listeners from like 3 years ago.
Me too.
I don't answer them. I don't answer them. I don't want to. My public account is on Twitter. If you have a question for me, send it on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter,
questions,
not my problem.
Joe, about the best way to reach Al now you know
that's
the
it.
Best
Twitter.
Way to get in touch with him.
Twitter, but I can't respond between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. because it's not cohesive with the
busy,
show.
He's busy practicing his David Letterman impersonation.
Right. After 10, I can respond to you. Thank you. Thank you.
It was great when I started my story. That was one of my favorite moments on the radio. And I'm talking about Johnny
Carson,
David Letterman.
That can't possibly be your favorite moment on the radio.
And David, it was so much, because it was so out of nowhere. And I'm trying to set the stage and I'm learning the craft of broadcasting. And I'm talking about it, me and David Letterman and Johnny Carson. And Al just blurts right through it, drives a train right through the conversation. He goes, right. I did David Letterman at a talent show in high school once.
I'm not subtle at all.
And you have
it's
to
the
stop.
Equivalent of,
Frank, you don't even fight anymore,
no,
man.
I can't.
You just let him go.
We've been together long enough.
No, you know what? It was it's the equivalent of when you're trying to tell a story when Al's in the room. It's like
I love every Friday seems to be gang up on me.
It's like Tony Gwynn.
Really don't.
Tony Gwynn describing what it's like to bat 394 and the race to try and hit 400.
Great beer from
and then,
Al Smith.
And
on,
then
Tony
and
Gwynn,
then
by the way.
Al will say, "Well, you know, in seventh grade, you know, I had a pretty good year, little league wise, in terms of hitting. I don't want to brag, but I hit 424 when
that's
I was
right.
in seventh grade.
That's right."
Staten Island Babe Ruth League.
Oh, that's so true. We love our Al. What would we do without our Al?
You really don't love me because it's more of a hatred.
I do. No, it's not. What were you doing? What were you doing before I got here? You were sleeping between newscasts, for God's sake. I mean,
he was suffering from sleep apnea, in fairness.
My sleep apnea was
cured by the time Joe got
Yeah, you were just napping between, and that's okay. So early in the morning.
I like how now I've been made out to be like a shiftless employee who didn't do work. He just napped in between newscasts. It's good. It's good. Real good impression to put on the bosses. Thank you. Nah, you love me. I got it.
Until I keep this up, they're going to give you an 8%
across the board, the soundboard, and I said, "Who are you?" And you went, "What? What? You got beer?" And I go,
"Hello?
Hello? Tom from the Bronx, everybody. Hey, so Jersey Shore will be open on Memorial Day.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
All
yeah,
right.
Finally, this is great.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore will be open for Memorial Day weekend. Governor Murphy made the big announcement yesterday, but you can't get out of your car.
Here's the one problem that I have with it, and it's really not the governor's fault here. I think this is individual town. So apparently in Point Pleasant, the Point Pleasant residents have been mailed passes, parking passes by the town that basically says if you put your car on the street near the beach on the one side of Point Pleasant where it's closest to the beach,
you have to
put this placard in your car. Otherwise, your car is subject to be towed. So they're basically preventing anybody like, say, me or you, Joe, from going to Point Pleasant and trying to park and go on the beach. Now, obviously, beach access is going to be restricted. It's going to be half of the people. They're going to spread people out. Concession stands aren't going to be open. You're not going to be able to play games. Food is only to go. But
sounds like a great time at the show.
Yeah, right.
It's a rager.
No. Well, at least the bathrooms will be open, not like they were when the parks were open and people were leaving there, you know.
Great.
But my point here is Point Pleasant is trying to restrict access to residents only, and that's not legal. So I'm wondering if somebody is going to try and challenge that. Like if you or I pulled up and said, "Hey, I want to go on the beach for an hour and pay it a lot, or pay in a at a parking meter, or pay just go on a block because I don't want to pay the meter. So I'm going to go on somebody's residential block and park there to go on the beach for an hour." I believe that is illegal. You can't do that.
Well, in addition, showers, pavilions, changing areas, and restrooms will be open. Let me tell you about the scam down the Jersey Shore. Because we love it. I've been going down really most of my life. Most of my life been down the Jersey Shore, and it's been great. When the taxes, they don't stop. If you have a house down there, The taxes are ridiculous. Even though you're basically a part-time resident, they tax you. If you put your curtains up, they tax you for fixing up your house. I'm telling you, I've never said, it's in New Jersey, really. And it happens everywhere. If you try to better your property, they raise the taxes dramatically. And then if you're a homeowner paying these ridiculous taxes down the shore as a virtual part-time resident, then they charge you for beach badges. They charge you for beach badges. You're a resident paying taxes. It's your beach, for God's sake. And they charge you for the beach badge. And they run up as much revenue as they possibly can. So, but if you're from out of the area and you don't have a home there and you want to come in as a guest, then sure, I understand the beach badges and you have to abide by the rules. But the good news is we will be going down there. And, you know, somebody said it yesterday, too. Somebody tweeted out New York, there's traffic, there's people running, everybody's, I don't know, Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy, God bless them, I don't know, it's just, they're in the toughest of situations, and even Mayor de Blasio, I don't think anybody's listening to him, Frankie.
No, they're, do what you they know, want. Joe, you know what? They're not.
Frankie,
when I,
Frankie, are you there?
No, I'll defer to Al. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to go take a nap after the news. And then I'll just come back at the top of the hour.
I don't believe you.
No, that's fine. I'll take a nap. I'm very happy to take a nap.
Al, you're fired up. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I had to park on the other side of Wall Street yesterday, and I'm walking down when I left work, and I have my mask on, and there are people that have their masks on. First of all, the mask thing I think is going to go by the wayside very quickly. Half of the people that I saw are not wearing a mask correctly.
Yeah, no.
If you have it below your nose, it's not going to help you.
Face coverings, come on.
You need it above your nose in order for it to help you, number one. Number two, I saw a number of people that didn't have masks on. There are more cars out on the road. They did a study of, I think traffic has increased in the last few weeks. 58% people are starting to come out now. They're not listening to these people. I know the governor is going to put the state on pause down here in New York City for another month. I'm telling you, I think within 2 weeks, I think by Memorial Day weekend, these people are going to be you know what, crazy, and they're just going to be storming the Bastille.
I know. And at 6:36, we're going to take a break with Al with the news. But Frank has a story about parking. You park far away.
Frank, this morning when he came out. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you where Al parked. Frankie, you parked far away, right?
So I drove in this morning because the express buses are now on a Sunday schedule. So if I miss the 4 o'clock bus, even by a minute or two, then I'm done until 5, right? So I can't get here then until 6. So that really does me very little good. So if I'm a minute or two late or 5 minutes late for that 4 o'clock bus, then I have to drive in. So I've been parking in a parking garage, but it costs me $25 each time I park, and it gets pretty expensive, right? So the other day on Tuesday, Mertavius, who drove in, I didn't know that, he turned me on to this parking area where he parks that is not technically a legal parking spot, but he said he's not had a problem parking there throughout this pandemic. The meter maids don't go there, but it's about an 18-minute walk from here.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a hike, but whatever.
You don't want to reveal the location because I don't
want to encourage any traffic enforcement agents looking to meet their quota.
Right, because they don't know where our station is, and you just said it's 18 minutes away.
Well, anything could be 18 minutes from here in any direction.
Yeah.
You're going to have a ticket.
It's true. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into this morning, and it's a Friday, and it's a fun Friday, and, you know, we appreciate you being with us, too. Al, if you'd be so kind, let's alert our engineer, Stu, my call screener. I'm trying to look. It's absolutely down and not working.
Sorry, I'm napping.
You'd be so kind. It's okay. Well, Al. Hey, Al's right here. He's got the headline news, and we're coming right back. 6:38 on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in Florida say they've issued an arrest warrant for Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker for armed robbery. Police say Seahawks defensive back Quentin Dunbar was also charged. Authorities say Baker and Dunbar robbed people at gunpoint of cash and watches at a party in Miramar, Florida. Police say the men had been playing cards at the party when an argument broke out. The COVID-19 death toll in New Jersey is on the brink of reaching 10,000, but over half of the deaths have occurred at long-term care facilities. Because of those numbers, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs is sending 5 teams to New Jersey to assist those facilities. Governor Murphy says And the five teams made up of 10 individuals will be in place by the end of the month and likely stay until the end of June. New Jersey reports another 244 more deaths in the latest daily number. In sports, baseball legend Bob Watson, dead at the age of 74. His son told ESPN that he died from kidney disease in Houston yesterday. Watson was a two-time All-Star for Houston during his 19-year career in the big leagues. Watson later became the first African-American general manager to win a World Series when he guided the Yankees to a title in 1996. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Taking a ride to the Merritt Parkway southbound down through 42 in Fairfield. They're doing construction. 45 construction there as well. And watch out for some slowdowns as you take a ride over to the Cross Bronx eastbound, slowing down right into that Bruckner merge with a collision there as well. Traffic moving slowly on the Deegan. Deegan northbound right past the merge with the Bruckner and the RFK Bridge. A crash there. Two lanes blocked here on the Deegan North right past that RFK Bridge. It's pretty busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Northern State West at the Meadowbrook. They're just cleaning up that construction. And over on 22 West at North Broad Street into Hillside, getting reports of a collision there as well. Sunny this afternoon, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964. Are you behind on your mortgage or are you facing foreclosure? Got unanswered questions about what to do with your mortgage and the payments? David Pankin, the expert in bankruptcy law, is here to answer your questions. So call in to Money Answers with David Pankin, Bankruptcy and Debt Solution. And it's new time, 2 p.m. on AM 970.
And remember, bankruptcy is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Money Answers, Bankruptcy and Debt Solutions. Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. Now is the time to go to MyPillow.com. You go to the radio listener specials page. Use the promo code AM970, please. And then you will get buy one, get one free pricing. How about that? That's from Mike Lindell. That's from our friend Mike Lindell. And he loves that you listen. He knows that you have built MyPillow into the great American company that it is today. He doesn't forget, Mike. One of those loyal guys, man. And you know, remember loyalty? Remember friendship? Yeah, well, Mike is like that, and he appreciates it. So he's giving you buy one, get one free. So I'll get on that today. When you go to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials page. You're going to see the MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheet. By the way, the MyPillow towels, you know, I have towels from like 10 years ago. I'm like a single father. That's like, here, kids. Here's the towel. Dad, this is not really a towel. So now I have the MyPillow towels. They're spectacular. spectacular. You're going to love everything. The duvet covers, the Gizo pillowcases, bolster pillows, everything you need for MyPillow. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one pricing, okay? And they go to AM970 is the code. By the way, if you order Mike's book, What Are the Odds is the name of the book. Great book. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. You're hunkered down. We have quarantining a little more. You got to read Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Exactly. That's the name of it, and you can't put it down. I've read it. It's spectacular. All right? So don't miss out on this incredible opportunity for Mr. Lindell himself to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798, or go please to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer.
We have three other kids, too. A 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names. Try and be a good dad. I sat the older three down, and I explained to them that the new baby does not mean I love them any less. But I will have to let one of them go. So if anyone knows of a toddler rescue, maybe we could get Sarah McLachlan to do the commercial.
I will remember.
I love that commercial. Even the dogs in that commercial are like, this is a little heavy-handed, Sarah.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
That's great. That's Al sleeping over there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. And that Jim Gaffigan, who I absolutely love. 6:45 on AM 970. The Answer. Checking the phones. Charlie Finch checking in this early in the morning.
Hold on, professor.
Good morning. And what's on your mind this morning, Charlie? Thanks for calling, my friend.
Joe, Bob Watson, who just passed, hit the 1 millionth hit in Major League Baseball history.
Oh my gosh.
May I try to interpret your dream, Joe?
Please. I need help, Charlie. Yes.
So when you're dreaming, your mind tries to resolve conflicts between what you're doing and what you want to do by playing linguistic tricks. You know the way Frank Morano pronounces maple, mop, maple, or France, France. So what do you want to do? You want to be back on stage performing. What are you doing? You're dealing with these amazing guests, all about politics all the time, that Mr. Morano books, right?
Yes.
So, you're dreaming that you're at Lorenzo's, Staten Island, Frank Morano. You see David Brenner, John Brennan, the founder of the Russia hoax, who in my view should be behind bars, and it's 1998 when the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky impeachment stuff happened, right? Let's all go down to Island Beach State Park, Joe, and watch the Eagles for the 4th of July. Onward and forward.
Thanks, Charlie. There it is. Yeah, it was Brennan who was probably in my dream, not Brenner. I got it now because I'm talking about it all the time. And thinking about Frankie and Staten Island. See, Charlie, we appreciate it. Oh, I got to go to Judy. She's our girl. Judy, hi, babe. Hi, how you doing? And a good morning to you. What are you thinking this morning, girl?
Good morning. I can't tell you how I enjoy the three of you together talking. And I was listening to your monologue, and I apologize I'm calling again, but this is probably the most important phone call I'm making to you, okay, Joe? And you got to trust me.
Okay.
By the way, you speak in my language. Everything you say, you speak for me and everyone else, so it's great. And talking about speaking language, you need to trust me now. Repeat after me, okay? I am.
Go ahead.
Not old.
Thank you.
I am not old.
Thank you, Judy.
Joe, I love you. You keep staying nutty, you, okay?
Yeah. I understand. I appreciate. Thank you, Judy. God bless you, girl. Appreciate it. I am not old. It's so funny. Judy, thank you. I don't feel old. I know if you're a baby boomer, but you do look at your age sometimes. You go, wow, I made it this long. Have you done that? Have you honestly? And you guys are young. Frank and Al are young. And I know we have a lot of folks that are younger that listen. They listen to Uncle Joe on the radio, you know, but of course we have the greatest generation as well. And some of those folks will tell me, I never thought I would make it this long. And that's the way I nephew, man. But don't forget, too, and we got a break, I know. But I, you know, when I had thyroid cancer in 81, as 81, it was like 31 years old or something. I never, ever, ever, ever thought I would make it past 35. That's my whole life change. I was convinced. They said, Joe, you got to take radiation, man, because we only took half the thyroid out. And now, courtesy of Dr. Rock Pozdon, remember Rock said to me, go check it out again. When he was a kid, he said, check it out. I got a second opinion because I had a benign diagnosis. Benign. I'm thinking I beat cancer. Of course I did. No, not so much, Joe. We went back in and we went back into the tumor. They found a medullary carcinoma, which is very aggressive. I'm thinking they said to me, and you got to get more radiation to dissolve it, is what they told me at the time. And you know what I said? I made the choice. I said, I'm not going to take radiation to dissolve it. I said, I'm going to live with it. I'm going to live to 35. I have a beautiful son. Joey was born then. I think that's why I went a little crazy. Kind of. My marriage fell apart. I ran off with the gal in Hollywood. You know, I thought I was gone. And then 35 turns into 36, then to 37, to 38, and I'm still going. I'm still going. And you know what? So help me God, I ain't going down. I ain't going down. Onward and forward. And I always believe this. Honestly, the best is yet to come, baby. So thank you, Judy. We ain't old. We got this. We got this. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. And Debbie Duhame, she is a spring chicken, and she's kind enough to join us on the radio this morning. How are we doing on the roads, Deb? Good morning to you.
Listen, I'm like you. I remain positive. I try not to like worry about it and just live life and take care of yourself. And you know that's it. You know
that's exactly right, Deb. Keep it. Take the high road, babe. Take the high road. Speaking of roads, how are we doing out there, traffic wise? On AM 970, The Answer. What a segue! Oh my God.
Just don't tell me the number. Don't tell me how old I am. I don't want to think about it. Good morning, Joe. Let's take a ride. See what's happening out of the Deegan northbound. This is right past the RFK Bridge. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked. Again, that's Deegan North right past the RFK. A collision over there. It's busy on the Deegan southbound as well, Joe, getting down toward the area of the Cross Bronx in toward the stadium. That's that long-term construction project. That's still out there. It's busy as you head to the Cross Bronx eastbound right into the Bruckner with a collision over there as well. It's still pretty busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound heading through that area of Woodhaven Boulevard. Southern State Parkway West right by the Meadowbrook. It's an accident off on the shoulder. 22 westbound, that's closed. Getting down toward North Broad Street into Hillside. Pretty serious accident reported over there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part? We're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6/3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. Before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call my office right here in Jersey City, New Jersey. We can have a free virtual consultation where we will figure out a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. Or visit our website at 201tax.com. That's 201-479-2572 or 201tax.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A shower in spots early this morning, otherwise breezy and very warm today with times of clouds and sunshine.
The high up to 84, then a strong thunderstorm this evening. Otherwise, clouds breaking tonight. Some of those storms can bring hail and damaging winds, though a low of 64. Then turning out partly sunny and delightful tomorrow, the high 76. Some sun early on Sunday, then turning out cloudy with a shower possible late in the afternoon, the high 66. I'm Isaac Longley on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Isaac. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. They've been in business over 15 years. What they have accomplished in those 15 years is amazing. Empire State Bank is your hometown bank, right? At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large impersonal corporate banks, you know, right? You want to be treated with respect. You want to know your banker by his or her first name. Empire State Bank is your bank, part of the community, not just a branch located in your community. And Phil Guarneri and Jeannie and Tom and Esmeralda and the great team at Empire State Bank, they care about you. And there's a lot going on now. And you're very confused. I know, like I am. You don't know where do you go. If you go to ESBNA.com, ESBNA.com, I would take, I'm just suggesting this because I love doing things that are telling you things that could help your life, make it easier. Get everything out of any bank you got, put everything into Empire State Bank because they will walk you through everything like nothing else. I called Phil a couple weeks ago. I told you that. And I said, how you doing? He goes, we're to the wall with these loans. We have to figure it out. But it's the community banks like Empire State Bank who stepped up, not those big, gigantic, you know, monolith banks. So check out ESBNA, please. You know, locations are on Staten Island, you know, in Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. But right now, you could take care of everything from the safety of your own home if you go to ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. You will love Empire State Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. There's a lot going on. Hey, Frankie Five Barrels, you know what's very upsetting is that the Oxyris Barbeau, the health commissioner for New York. There's a big story locally where she the police needed face masks, and she told them she in no uncertain terms, just to, and I don't want to be vulgar, but she just said, well, I don't care about U.S. police officers, and I'm being kind. So this gal's got to be fired, man, to disrespect the police like that. But you're telling me that Mayor de Blasio would love her to go away, yes?
Yeah, I mean, he's been looking for an excuse to fire her. And if you look at his whole, handling of this this crisis, who does he bring out there? He brings out the head of the Health and Hospitals Agency, Dr. Mitchell Katz. He doesn't ever bring out Dr. Barbeau. Keep in mind, the Department of Health has a whole team dedicated to contact tracing, but de Blasio is having health and hospitals do the contact tracing instead of the New York City Health Department. It's a blatant slap in the face. Now, last Friday, when the mayor was asked, well, why isn't Dr. Barbeau here at the press conference with you? Everyone else is here. Why isn't she? His response, or the question I think was, well, what do you make of the health department being unhappy that they're not doing the contact tracing? His response, my job is not to ensure people's happiness who work for 8.6 million New Yorkers. This is not about happiness. This is about effectiveness. So he's done whatever he could to publicly diss her.
Fire her then. That's a poor job of a manager, you know, of a city. You don't like the woman? Get rid of her.
Well,
done.
I said the same thing about President Trump and Jeff Sessions and James Comey and Andrew McCabe for about a year, if you'll recall. But
it's all this. We don't want people to feel bad. Who cares? You're not doing the job. So you don't like them. Get rid of them.
This has got
to
be her last day today, Frank.
She may try and hang on until next week, but Max Rose and Joe Borelli, they've been both very vocal in calling for her firing, as has the head of a lot of the police unions. So we'll see. Commissioner Shea was pretty forgiving in his testimony yesterday before the city council, but I doubt the mayor will be as forgiving as Commissioner Shea.
Well, we respect and appreciate the NYPD, and to say something like that again against our great police department is inexcusable. KT McFarland coming up with Piscopo in the morning, and we're coming right back.